You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Lindsay Grogin. Tucked away in a bundle of hills, the village of New Hamburg, Missouri hasn't its own zip code, nor does it house more than 200 residents. But once a year, hundreds of people return to what they call home. I captured the sounds of the New Hamburg Picnic, an annual summer celebration not only for fun, but to keep St. Lawrence Parish, the heart of the community, beating.
Okay, we have had a pull of 1 foot even. Next we have
What are you doing at the New Hamburg Picnic today?
Tractor pulling and the bounce.
Oh, the bounce house? Do you like the bounce house?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I got the feet on the pedal. Really hard.
A double cheeseburger and a corn dog.
All right. Thank you.
My name is Frank Glick. I'm a lifelong resident of New Hamburg. I've been here for 56 years, and I worked just about every picnic that there was. New Hamburg was started in 1847. We still have our original log church on the premises, and it has been completely restored. Our stone church, our main church, was built in 1859. It was actually burnt during the Civil War. Of course, it was rebuilt after that. When we talk about St. Lawrence, we have a lot of history. Part of our traditions are working together like a family, like a parish, and that brings us to our parish picnic we're going to have this weekend.
My name is Father Michael Castillo. I'm the pastor here at St. Lawrence Church in New Hamburg. It's a benefit to the community in that we are rural, and because we are rural, the insurance is higher. It certainly helps us to afford to insure a priceless building like our church here. If there are people who haven't seen it, they really ought to make the trip. It's impressive, and the community should be proud of how well they've taken care of it and preserved it and keep it up, and they work hard at it.
When you walk into our church, it's an old French German style church with the cathedral ceilings and the choir loft.
My name is Chris Grogin, and I'm a member of St. Lawrence Parish here in New Hamburg. Me and my wife and family take care of the hamburger stand every year. My mom and dad, Charlie and Irma Grogin, were always in charge of the hamburger stand. Of course, I took it over from them. My mother's still alive. She'll be 96 years old in about 2 weeks. And I wish she was able to come here and see it, because we're doing the things that her and my dad did for a long time, and I was right there with them. The hamburger stand is a lot of work. It's the only source of food on the picnic grounds, but we've got so much good help in this town, and it means so much to me to be able to do something that my dad did and carry on kind of that family tradition, and hopefully my children can do the same. We have a lot for the children to do with the turtle race, the tractor pull, the kiddie tractor pull with the pedal tractor. Their parents are out there yelling and screaming for them.
My name is Dorothy Deason, and for the St. Lawrence Parish Picnic, my husband and I are in charge of the raffle and the sound stand. We have a petting zoo, we have a train the kids can ride, we have all kinds of games, you know, plus we have the raffle, attendance prizes every 30 minutes, good food, we have parish picnic meal that goes on today, 4 to 7, fried chicken is kind of top of the line on the menus.
My name is Pat Moore, and here at the St. Lawrence New Hamburg Picnic, I guess I'm chairman of the smorgasbord meal. I don't think I'm a very good cook, but I have lots and lots of good help that help me. And we are known for making our dumplings and our kettle beef and our fried chicken. I'm very proud of our community and of all the hard work that goes along with it.
My name is Brittany Glassetter. It's great. Like, the couple of people I haven't seen since I graduated high school, some since I graduated from grade school here in New Hamburg, and to see all of the things that they've accomplished, to get to know them again, it really is like, you know, you never left, and that's the greatest thing about our town. People come, people go, but you're always going to have this connection to New Hamburg and its inhabitants.